This week's dry bean scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC. Recently, North American Free Trade Agreement talks have been stalled due to the Trump administration's demands for higher U.S. content in automobiles and a sunset clause. However, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue remains hopeful that a new NAFTA agreement can be soon reached with Mexico. On his Back to Our Roots tour of the Pacific Northwest, Perdue told reporters the U.S. will likely get an agreement with Mexico first. North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp agrees that a successful NAFTA renegotiation is critical for America's farmers.
NAFTA is really important, and I know with all of the discussion on the steel tariffs and on the Chinese tariffs taking effect, there hasn't been a lot of attention to the NAFTA renegotiation. So we remain concerned about the uncertainty that all of this has created. We agree with the president that there's a need to have a discussion.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar hopes the administration is successful in the negotiations.
Because, you know, we need trade, and that's part of our major advantage in Minnesota. We want it to be fair, but we have to make sure that people aren't hurt when we're dealing with our allies, you know, from Canada and Mexico on. We want to not have bad relations with them.
The new president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he supports reaching a new NAFTA agreement with the U.S. and Canada. The morning after, the president thanked President Trump for the congratulatory tweet and said he'll reach out to the U.S. leader. And that's been this week's Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and FMC.